Live Updates Democratic National Convention Night 3. By Tony Lee on August 19, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, will accept her party's vice presidential nomination on Wednesday evening. Night 3 of the 4-evening virtual Democratic National Convention. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 11:10 p.m. The Bidens join Harris and her husband on stage in a socially distanced celebration. 10:52 p.m., Harris says her standing there is a testament to generations of women and men who believed in the promise of liberty, equality, and justice for all. She speaks of all the Black women who marched and organized when they still could not vote and inspired them to pick up the torch and fight on. She name-checks various Black female pioneers. She says there is another woman, whose name isn't known, whose story isn't shared, whose shoulders she stands on her mother. She says her mother came to America from India at 19 to pursue her dream of curing cancer. She says her mom fell in love with her dad marching for civil rights in the Bay Area. She says her mother raised her and her sister to be proud Black women and be proud of her Indian heritage. She talks about her family, her husband, her stepchildren who call her Momala, her friends, a second mother who lived two doors down, her sorority sisters, HBCU brothers and sisters, and the Divine Nine. She says she wishes her mother could see her accept the vice presidential nominee. Harris says we are a nation grieving loss of lives, jobs, normalcy and certainty. Harris says the coronavirus is not an equal opportunity offender. She says it is not a coincidence, it is because of structural racism. She speaks of injustices in reproductive healthcare and racial biases in criminal justice system. She says the virus has no eyes but it knows how we see and treat each other. Harris says there is no vaccine for racism. We've got to do the work. For George Floyd. For Breonna Taylor. And for our children and all of us. She says none of us are free until all of us are free. Harris says we are at an inflection point. The constant chaos leaves us adrift while the callousness makes us feel alone. Harris now talks about her friendship with Biden's late son Beau. She says Joe's children knew they were unconditionally loved. Harris speaks about all the work Biden did, citing various pieces of legislation, on the train rides from D.C. to Wilmington. Harris says Biden believes we stand with our allies and stand up to our adversaries. Harris says Trump turns tragedies into political weapons while Biden will turn challenges into purpose. Harris pledges to act boldly and deal with challenges honestly. She says we have a chance to change the course of history in this election. She talks about fighting with hope and conviction for the America we know is possible and the America we love. 10:50 p.m., Harris's sister, niece, and stepdaughter, in a video, introduce Harris before her acceptance speech. 10:27 p.m., Obama, in Philadelphia where the Constitution was drafted and signed, says he wants to talk about the stakes of this election because it will be felt for generations. Obama says one constitutional office elected by all the people is the president, so, at a minimum, we should expect a president to care about all of the people and be the custodian of democracy. He says we should expect a president to preserve and protect the freedoms and ideals that so many Americans marched for, went to jail for, fought for and died for. Obama says he has sat in the Oval Office with Trump and Biden. He says he never expected Trump to continue his policies but he expected Trump to take some interest in taking the job seriously. That he might come to feel the weight of the office and discover some reverence for the democracy that was put in his care. But Trump never did. He has shown no interest in using the awesome power of the office to help nobody but himself and his friends. Obama says Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't. He says Trump treats the White House like a reality show to get the attention he craves. Obama now wants to talk about Joe Biden. He says when he went to search for a vice president, he never knew he would find a brother. Obama says Joe has learned early on to treat everyone with respect and dignity. Obama says his parents told him nobody is better than he is but he is better than nobody else. Obama says Joe was the last person in the room when he was making the toughest decision. He says Biden has chosen a great running mate in Kamala Harris. Obama says they will get the pandemic under control and expand health care. Obama says Biden and Harris care about every American in our democracy. He says they know that nobody, including the president, is above the law. He says in this democracy, They know that a commander-in-chief does not use the military as props against peaceful protesters. Obama says our democracy is at stake right now in this election. He says Trump and those in power are counting on your cynicism because they know they can't win your vote with their policies. He says that's how a democracy withers until there is no democracy at all. He says to not let them take away your power and democracy. He urges people to make a plan for voting and do what Americans have done for over two centuries, even when they face tougher times than these. Obama, speaking about the late John Lewis, talks about those who had every right to believe that America's democracy did not work and yet still were determined to bring the words in the founding document to life. He says he has seen this spurt in the last couple of years. Obama says Trump will tear our democracy down to win, so we must get busy in the next 3 months to rout Trump at the polls. 10:23 p.m., video of Obama presenting Biden with the Presidential Medal of Freedom is played before Obama's DNC speech. 10:18 p.m., Senator Elizabeth Warren says working people have taken one gut punch after another because of COVID. She's focusing on child care and says she likes plans and Biden has plenty. Warren talks about an economic system being rigged to bail out billionaires and kick dirt in the face of everyone else. Warren says Biden will make the wealthy pay their fair share and hold corporations accountable. She is now detailing Biden's child care agenda and telling the story about wanting to be a teacher and child care being what almost sunk her. She says her aunt changed her life when she volunteered to stay with her for 16 years to help take care of her kids while she worked. She says child care must be recognized as infrastructure for families. Warren says COVID-19 was Trump's biggest test and he failed miserably. She says this crisis is on Donald Trump and the Republicans who enabled him, and they will all be held to account in November. 10:10 p.m., Hilda Solis, the former Labor Secretary in the Obama administration, is now speaking about the Biden-Harris economic agenda. He says Biden will be a fighter for labor and will make it easier for workers to organize and get overtime. 10:05 p.m., DNC video features victims of domestic violence voting for Biden, highlighting Biden's role in writing the Violence Against Women Act. 9:55, Pelosi is up next with a video about her political biography. Pelosi starts speaking before the announcer is finishing introducing her in an awkward moment. She says our diversity is our strength and our unity is our power. From San Francisco, Pelosi talks about sending the Senate bills to protect Dreamers, prevent gun violence, and protecting LGBT rights. She says Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump are standing in their way in a very Washington-sounding speech. She says Trump and McConnell are trying to crush Obamacare instead of crushing the virus. She says as Speaker of the House, she has seen Trump's disrespect for women. She talks about unleashing the power of women to defend Roe v. Wade and a laundry list of other issues. She says Biden has never forgotten who he is fighting for, and Harris is the vice president we need now because she is brilliant in defending the Constitution. Pelosi talks about taking back Congress and the White House in a November to remember. 9:45 p.m., after a video celebrating the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, Hillary Clinton speaks. She says she said she meant it when she said we owe Trump a chance to lead. She says she wishes Donald Trump knew how to be a president because America needs a president right now. Hillary says everyone has a story about Joe's empathy and mentions Biden called her when her mother died. Hillary says when Kamala's press secretary Tyrone Gale was dying, she dropped everything to be with him. Clinton says people tell her every day they did not know how dangerous Trump was and wishes they had voted in 2016. Hillary says we now know what we have to lose if we vote for Trump. Probably knowing that Democrats are more interested in voting against Trump than for Biden, Clinton asks voters to vote for various policies Biden is supporting. Hillary says to vote for Dreamers and their families and for law enforcement purged of racial bias. She says vote for Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery because Black Lives Matter. Clinton says Biden-Harris can get 3 million more votes like she did and still lose. She urges people to defeat Trump in a rout so Trump can't steal the election. 9:31 p.m., Kerry Washington says the Black community is diverse, contrary to what Biden said. Program now features a child who accuses Trump of tearing her family apart and featuring Trump saying, "They're animals, Trump was talking about illegal immigrant gangsters." Video now features a U.S. citizen whose mother is an illegal immigrant talking about her mother's journey across the border to save her ill daughter. They talk about deserving health care. Polling found that Harris's support for government-funded health care for illegal immigrants is what voters most disliked about her. Obama now narrates a video about immigrants rebuilding America, and he says immigrants and refugees revitalize and renew America. 9:26 p.m., singer Billie Eilish, who has held registration drives at her shows, performs an exclusive song after saying silence is not an option this year. 9:15 p.m., New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham talks about embracing the state's multicultural identity as its greatest strength before talking about climate change. She says Trump represents environmental annihilation and the choice is Joe Biden for voters concerned about climate change. DNC video features Biden talking about creating clean energy union jobs. A young climate change activist says every aspect of their lives depends on taking climate change seriously. She says Joe Biden will put us back on track so her generation can have a fighting chance. Other young climate activists are featured: a farmer from the Midwest and a Latina who grew up in a lower-income neighborhood. 9:05 p.m., program begins with a gun control video featuring survivors of gun violence. They talk about gun violence being a public health crisis. Former Representative Gabby Giffords, Diaz, is featured as well, and she says Biden was there for her and will be for you. Giffords, who was shot at a campaign rally in 2011, the media immediately, without evidence, falsely blamed the shooting on the Tea Party, says her recovery is a daily fight but fighting makes her stronger. She says she struggles to speak but she has not lost her voice. She says we must be on the right side of history to elect Joe Biden. Giffords was playing a French horn in the video. 9:02 p.m., Kerry Washington says she has never forgotten the preamble of the Constitution. She says it says more perfect because the country was not perfect at its founding. She talks about the striving towards equality, justice, and truth. She says we are fighting for the soul of the country and in our lives. 9 p.m., Pledge of Allegiance to open the festivities before Kamala Harris makes an appearance at the opening to talk about the importance of voting. DNC calling some audibles. She says people need to ask why Trump and Republicans don't want them to vote. She says when they vote, things change and get better. She asks everyone to have a vote plan before turning it over to actress Kerry Washington, tonight's moderator. 8:57 p.m., Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers opens up the third night saying they were really looking forward to having Democrats in America's Dairyland. He says this November is about returning kindness and respect back to the White House, and that's who Joe and Kamala are. 8:55 p.m., the third night of the DNC begins with Representative Benny Thompson, DMS, welcoming everyone and calling the third session to order. 8:35 p.m., Obama reportedly still tweaking and tinkering his speech. 8:15 p.m., Wednesday's DNC themes is a more perfect union. Other featured speakers tonight will include former President Barack Obama, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Hillary Clinton, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, former Representative Gabby Giffords, Diaz, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Some excerpts from Harris's speech. Obama expected to speak live from Philadelphia. Hillary expected to say so many people have said to her that they did not realize how dangerous Trump was. Dash.